From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump on Thursday complained about the appointment of a special prosecutor to investigate his campaign's links to Russian interests in last year's presidential election, calling it the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Trump was reacting to Wednesday's appointment of a former director of the FBI to lead the probe into whether any of Trump's aides criminally colluded with Russian officials in an effort to boost Trump's chances of winning. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the drama surrounding the Trump administration is not preventing members of Congress from doing their jobs.
Well, yeah, it's always nice to have less drama. But the point I'm trying to make, and I tried to make this the other day at my press conference, people in the country need to know that we're busy at work trying to solve their problems. So I realize that there's a lot in the media these days that doesn't seize up Congress. That doesn't stop us from doing our jobs.
The Justice Department decision follows demands for an independent probe into charges Russia tried to sway the outcome in favor of Mr. Trump. President Trump, who has denied the allegations, said a thorough investigation will confirm what is already known: there was no collusion. He said he looks forward to concluding the matter quickly. Stock markets in Europe and Asia declined Thursday, a day after U.S. stocks, the dollar, and U.S. government bonds were down amid investor worries about controversial actions and comments from President Trump. The faltering market follows Trump's firing of the FBI chief, reportedly sharing secrets with top Russian officials, and allegations that the president may have tried to block an investigation into actions by a top aide who was fired. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The United States announced Thursday plans to sanction 9 U.S. individuals and companies in response to what it called an unacceptable illegal decision by the United States to impose new sanctions in connection with Iran's ballistic missile program. The U.S. Treasury Secretary said these sanctions target Iranian officials as well as China-based networks that are providing support to Syria, supplying items to further Iran's ballistic weapons program. The Treasury Secretary added that the U.S. will remain vigilant when it comes to Iran. Protesters in Athens braved torrential rains Thursday during a second day of rallies before a major austerity vote in Parliament that will impose additional income losses for another 3 years. The head of a group of pensioners says the cuts have gone too far. The left-wing Prime Minister Alexei Tsipras' government seeking parliamentary approval for pension cuts and tax hikes through 2020 as part of an agreement with international. As part of its international bailout creditors to continue vital loan payments. NATO's chief, Jens Stoltenberg, is expressing confidence that all 28 members of a military alliance can safely share information amid doubts about the nature of President Trump's decision with Russia, or rather discussions with the Russian diplomats.
And I trust all allies and I'm absolutely certain that they're able to share and to handle this information in a good way. And we have seen that for many, many years. And actually, NATO has improved and increased our capacity when it comes to intelligence and sharing intelligence. We have just established a new intelligence division.
The White House has played down the importance and secrecy of information that Trump might have shared with Russia's foreign minister and ambassador, some possibly supplied by Israel under an intelligence-sharing agreement. The U.S. State Department is expressing concern over a violent clash in Washington involving supporters of Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Some U.S. officials criticize them as aggressors against peaceful protesters, saying their actions outside the Turkish ambassador's residence Tuesday violated American protections on free speech. The Turkish embassy in Washington blamed the violence on groups linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, saying they aggressively provoke Turkish-American citizens who had gathered to greet Erdogan. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.